Well, anytime.
TalkBack is brought to you by Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. Experience the luxury. It's TalkBack, Central Louisiana's longest-running talk show. Whether it's the hosts or the callers, TalkBack is where Central Louisiana connects and begins its conversation.
And good morning, Central Louisiana. Sandra McQuain here with Nathan Martin. Welcome to Tuesday as we're all sort of in our storm prep mindset today. We have a chocker block full show for you all. Coming in at 7:30, we will have Trooper Casey Wallace with the Louisiana State Police. He's going to update us on what Troop E is doing and the plans and sort of where they fit in the first responders role. And now that we have the governor declaring the state of emergency, we'll get an update from him. At 7:45, probably the more important update will be Nick Mikulas, who will tell us what he's seeing on the storm. I noticed this morning, Nathan, it looked like the storm has slowing down just a little, where I thought it was going to hit more Wednesday morning. It looks more late Wednesday, maybe Wednesday night.
Right.
So maybe Nick can give us an insight. It also looks like it shifted east considerably,
which is helpful to our area.
Yes.
But the slowdown may not be, because that gives it more time to get strong. And I'm hearing now maybe category two. So, yep. You know, all the more reason to really prepare. I have a feeling we're going to make the decision this morning, but I have a feeling we'll be canceling church tomorrow night.
That's probably a good, yeah. We're starting to see a few cancellations. The most notable that I've seen so far in our area is LCU will be closed tomorrow.
Right.
So students and faculty should just pay attention to their emails and the college website or the university website for more information on that. We're expecting to hear from Rapides Parish sometime late morning
on
what their plan is.
By 11 o'clock, they'll have a notice out. And with this new development, I anticipate them closing. Now, I think Vernon closed already.
They did.
And Beauregard has closed. And I forget
there
which
were warnings for those areas, but it looks like the storm may have the projected path. So I bet Nick will have a good update on kind of what he's seeing there.
So it's important, though, to pay really close attention. CLECO's got a really a good thing out. KLB has a page where they're updating a lot of the notices about closings. And so if you go to KLB and just look on the one that says severe weather resources, closings, and information, that's probably going to be one of the most updated places. They have sandbags all over. I noticed they don't have Pineville sandbags listed, so I need to contact them. But you can get sandbags at what's called the City Barn, the Public Works Barn, on the corner of Sanders and Jones Street. Pineville residents with proof of residency, your driver's license or ID or whatever, can get 10 sandbags loaded for you by city employees. But there's a lot of the fire departments around the parish have them. Alexandria has them at four locations: the Youth Complex, Cheatham Park, Johnny Downs Sports Complex, and the Impact Park by the 911 call center. So those are four different locations for Alexandria residents. And I do see the updated Allen Parish is closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Beauregard is closed. Parish schools are closed Tuesday and Wednesday. LCU, of course, on Wednesday. Sowella, Tuesday and Wednesday. And then Vernon Parish chose to close Wednesday and Thursday. But as you mentioned, with that shift to the east, it may not have as much of an impact on them as maybe they anticipate. I think what everybody's worried about is really the dead trees. I mean, the wet ground, and you mentioned that, I think the other day, the wet ground already, and then you add the dead trees to it, you got two potential tree damage issues, situations.
Absolutely. So, you know, we'll continue to get some updates on that. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, Mayor Dupree had planned to be here, and some of you may have seen that he is not able to join us for our segment. He is in New Orleans for what's called a Lappers meeting, and that is Louisiana Public Employees Retirement System. It's sort of the overarching entity that includes the municipal employees retirement system, the court system retirements,
fire police.
And because he is part of that association, they have a mandatory training, and they changed the time on it because of the storm coming in. They have moved the meeting up to get them out. So we will not have the mayor with us today, but we will have joining us at 8 o'clock will be Pineville City Councilman Tom Boucher. He'll update us on some of the happenings there at 8:20. The Pineville Police Chief, Daryl Basco, will be in, and he's going to also talk about what they're doing as first responder preparedness for the storm, as well as share a little bit about he attended the National Convention of the Fraternal Order of Police last week, so he'll give us an update on that. And then at 8:40, we'll have the new director of the Pineville Animal Shelter, Eden Oglethorpe. So we'll still have a good Pineville hour. Sorry we couldn't deliver the mayor, but we understand he had that conflict and the storm has changed a lot of schedules.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Eden especially because I just met her last week, her first day on the job. It's kind of funny. I was in City Hall one day and this young lady was in the mayor's office. I go to check my box and, you know, sit hide the mayor and make my rounds. And as I'm leaving, the young lady was there. And so I just said hello to her and left. And then next week I found out she's the new animal control person and just delightful young lady with a tremendous wealth of experience. So looking forward to having her on the show. Chief Basco has been with us before, and folks will probably remember, if you've been around for a while, Tom Boucher, back from his KALB Jambalaya days. He was part of the news team there in the morning show. So he's not afraid of a microphone, and he's happy to come in and help provide some conversation about what's happening in Pineville.
Actually, I did not know that part of his background. He must have been on Jambalaya before.
It was a long time ago. Yeah, okay. We'll get him to tell us when.
I mean, I've been here almost 12 years, but I just didn't remember him on jams.
So. Well, he's been on the council since 2002, and it was before 2002. So, he went into pharmaceutical sales when he left the KLB. And then he's recently retired from that. So he's got free time right now, which is why it was easy to grab him and say, hey, I know you probably are used to sleeping in now that you don't have a regular job, but can you come help me out in the morning? So
not too bad for the 8 o'clock hour.
No, it's not too. No, because he used to. He had to be in there at 4. So, that's a big, much better time frame.
Much better. Trust me, that's a much better gig.
And on top of everything else, there's another storm in Philadelphia brewing tonight. And in Philadelphia, there's a small little
debate. I think outside of Louisiana, the rest country's focused on the debate. We're focused on Francine. But so tonight the debate will take place at 8 Central. And it's fascinating when you look at all the national news. They all talk about their pregame coverage. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's just, and that's what's happened. Politics is now sport. And so, but I think most of the stations will be going live with their pre-debate coverage around 7 Central. And then the main event starts at 8, and it's supposed to be a 90-minute. Mm-hmm. Affair, so it will be very interesting.
Same rules as with the presidential debate with Biden, so no audience, no live audience, and no microphones owned for the candidate who's not speaking. So same rules. Some people think that ABC is not necessarily a friendly venue for President Trump, and so I'm sure he'll be ready to go in with his game face on. And I heard, a clip where Vice President Harris was interviewed, I think on a Philadelphia radio show, and she talked about how she was prepared for him to say nothing but lies, and she was going to be ready to counter his lies. And I think they're going to try to wrap Project 2025 around him, which he's distanced himself from. So it's going to be very entertaining tonight as you're sitting there, hopefully having finished your hurricane preparation.
Absolutely. Well, let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on TalkBack. Oops, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello there.
Wallace State Police. How are you doing?
Oh, hi.
Morning?
Good. We're doing great. If I can put you on hold, we'll go ahead and take our break, and then we'll come back for your segment.
Appreciate it. Thank y'all.
All right. Well, let's take our first break of the morning, and we'll be back with Casey Wallace right after this.
KSYL. Southern Air and Plumbing is known to keep the air in your home cool, but even during the hot summer months, no one wants to take a cold shower.
It's cold.
Southern Air and Plumbing is here to help you upgrade your home to a tankless water heater with payments as low as $125 a month. With our special 0% financing, enjoy endless hot water on demand, lower energy bills, and a compact design that saves space. Say goodbye to cold showers and bulky tanks. Call Southern Air today at 318-777-5555 or visit us online at southernairnow.com.
Oh. Are you ready to experience automotive luxury? Look no further than Walker Mercedes-Benz and BMW. From the Mercedes-Benz C-Class to the luxurious GLS SUV, indulge in comfort and sophistication. Or unleash the thrill of the road with BMW, renowned for its beauty and performance. Whether it's the 3 Series or the X5, every BMW embodies the ultimate driving experience. Visit Walker on Coliseum Boulevard or browse online at walkerautomotive.com for your dream car experience.
TalkBack is sponsored by Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. The best of TalkBack is back Saturday mornings, 8 to 10, right here on KSYL. Now, back to the show.
And we're back, and joining us on the phone today is Casey Wallace with Troop E of the Louisiana State Police. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. How are y'all this morning?
Great. We're glad to have you on the air. And give us an update. What are you working on in preparation for the storm?
All right. So we got a lot of things going on, moving parts around the state. Mostly going to be in our southern areas of our state that we're going to have a lot of most of our movement. But of course, if you know anything about North Louisiana, we come in and save the day when it starts talking about going down south for our lower troops. It's kind of the thing is, because they get most of the brunt of the storm down there. So we are going to be sending some people down south eventually throughout today, maybe tomorrow, depending on what our updates look like. But as far as Troop E-Echo here in Alexandria, I talked to Jason Smith, our captain, this morning. The biggest thing that we really want to emphasize is that if we don't have to get on the roadways in the next 24 hours, next 48 hours, that is the biggest thing, is because we get a lot of people getting out and about. I guess what you want to say, sightseeing, just to kind of see what's going on around the area. And that ends up tying up most of our personnel just with little things here and there. So really want to emphasize that if you do not have to go anywhere in the next 24 hours, 48 hours, please do not get on those roadways, because we want to save all of our emergency personnel, all of our people that are going to be out and about on our shifts for what I would call a real emergency situation. Now, another thing that we really want to talk about that we actually see a lot that happens is people calling the troop looking for road closures, because the weekend will be coming up. I know people already have pre-plans before the hurricane started to hit, and you're having to travel out of the state or down south. Please do not call the troop or any of our agencies for road closures per se. We want to keep those phone lines open for emergency situations. So if you could, all of our updates will be on that 511LA.org website. That's 511LA.org website. That's our DOTD website, and that's the one that we're going to call in and update anyway. So if you call me looking for a road closure down south or anywhere in the state, unless it's local, our guys aren't going to really know if Highway 1 down at home is open, unless you call somewhere down there. So we're going to have to go visit that website anyways to help you figure that out anyways. So please check those websites.
We lost you, Trooper.
Best bet on our road closures, just to keep our phone lines open.
Well, that's a good call. We lost you there for a minute, but I think we got the majority of what you were saying. And again, that's 511LA.org. Which is a great website. It's accessible on laptops, computers, and mobile devices, and it will show you a visual representation of the closures around the state.
And also on that website, if you actually, you play with the website a little bit, look at the different things that you can look at on those maps, some of those maps actually have live cameras that you can actually check out. Say, for instance, here in Alexandria, you can go on there, and they have cameras set up on the bridges where you can actually monitor the Red River Bridge or different things like that. So they actually have live footage that you can actually monitor on those websites. So, like I said, that's a very, very useful tool. That's the tool that we're going to use anyways if you call the troop looking for a road closure, if we have time to give you those updates. But like I said, it just saves us a lot of time to do that on your own, because most of us already have smart devices. So that's the biggest push this morning is we don't know exactly what we're going to be dealing with. We know what traditional hurricanes look like and are going to do. But like I said, just be mindful of, your travel arrangements, looking at your road closures, and also keep it in mind. I know last year we had a big push about the generator stuff, because we were out for so long in the last 2 years on hurricanes that the generator and carbon dioxide poisoning came into effect for a lot of our residents. Be mindful, if you're going to run a generator, you need to put that out to where you're not putting that into a carport, especially into an enclosed space. Get that thing away from the house. Get that thing outside of the threshold, because carbon dioxide really played a big part a couple years ago when we had the hurricane come in, where a lot of us were out of electricity for a couple of days a week. And those things really, really started taking effect, and we actually started getting almost more deaths from the carbon dioxide poisoning than we actually got from high water and different things like that.
So when the governor declares a state of emergency, is there an action plan that impacts the state troopers that you all sort of have a checklist or process as you go through when that happens?
Yeah, if you go to the governor's website, well, they actually have a hurricane prep on the website, and they'll kind of give you an idea of what he is pushing. But far as state police, we already have procedures in place for different events, and that could be hurricanes to LSU football games. Everything we have is already kind of set in place. So we have a mobile field force. We have a reactionary unit that actually gets prepared. They activated them yesterday. So it just depends on where the eye is going to hit. Where are we going to be sending most of our forces? Right now it looks like it may be hitting us dead center of the state, but we all know that the east side of the storm normally is going to be our major impact areas. But, you know, from I've been on almost 20 years, so going through all these hurricanes, it's more of they try to guesstimate, if that's even a word, of where we're going to actually send our personnel. And then after the storm hits, they really start focusing down on what areas were hit the worst, and we start talking about our aviation process, where the governor will start flying around evaluating our different agencies inside the state, down to even wildlife and fisheries, to our government agency, where the governor will start flying and looking at those different areas. But we already have so many things in place. When these things happen, I'm not going to say it's like clockwork, because you know how things can get messed up. But we've done this so many times, is that everything's already been activated, as in yesterday and the day before, and we've been having meetings since last week. So these things are already set in place. We're just waiting to see what areas we actually need to send people.
Trooper Wallace, thank you for that. With the anticipated amount of rain that's coming in, flooding is always a concern. What instructions or recommendations can you make to drivers, specifically involving low areas or potential flooded areas?
Unless you're out of the area, if you just moved into a certain area, of course, you might not know those kind of things. But we've all probably lived in Alexandria. I've lived in Alexandria almost my whole life. Some of us has as well. We know where those low-lying areas are. Our DOTD personnel are very, very good about putting our barricades out. They're already on standby, ready to go with all of their barricades. The biggest thing that we get in a storm is that we get to the, how would I say it? We get kind of nonchalant about what we're doing, and we see a barricade and we go around it. If you see a barricade, there's probably a pretty good reason why somebody put that there. It may be something under that water that you don't see that's actually been washed out. It may not look very deep, but it might have been washed out overnight, and that thin layer of water is covering that hazard. So we find it that a lot of people, I would say a lot of people, you always get a rebel or two that's going to try to go around that barricade because it's just faster to go around it than to find a different route. But if there's a barricade there, they didn't go out there and put that barricade out in the rain because they wanted to. They put the barricade there because there's a hazard, and it may be something that you don't see. So be very mindful of that. We know where low-lying areas are. We know what areas we probably should avoid. But if you do see a barricade in an area, even though it may not look very hazardous, there's a reason why they put it there. So be very mindful of those barricades. They're there for a reason. They're there to help you, protect you. Water is a very funny thing. It doesn't take much water to sweep you off the road. And we had a couple of those last year in some of our areas out in the outskirt areas of our parishes. Water doesn't look like it does much, but that current, it doesn't take much to take that vehicle off the roadway.
Well, thank you for that guidance. And again, 511LA.org. I hear you very clearly. Please do not call the troop to ask for road closures. Check 511LA.org.
Yes, sir. We have a couple of desk sergeants that will be on duty. We'll be working double duties. Like I said, the captain this morning really talked about that and wanted to really emphasize that. The less people we have on the roadway, of course, the less personnel that all of our agencies are going to need. But please, like I said, I almost want to say I'm begging you, don't get on the roadway unless you have to. And if you're looking for road closures because you have to go somewhere, because you, I mean, I know work still goes on. I know different things. You have to maybe go check on someone that may be elderly. We understand all that stuff. That things that you may have to do. But please check those 511LA.org websites just to keep our phone lines free, because people may be calling and you're tying it up just trying to go to mama's house or something. Be very, very mindful of that, because some people are really be calling for help, and we got to keep those phone lines free for that.
Excellent. No, well, Trooper Casey Wallace has been our guest this morning. Thank you so much. Fantastic advice on road closures, barricades, generators, 511LA.org. Thank you for your service, and we'll be thinking and praying for all of you as we get through this storm.
Absolutely. Y'all stay safe out there, and we'll get updates as the day goes on and tomorrow.
Sounds great. Have a great day.
Thank y'all.
All right. Appreciate the Trooper calling in. That
absolutely
was wonderful.
Well, and just some real practical information. And sometimes you need to be reminded of the practical things. And, you know, the idea of going out sightseeing, then you get in a wreck, and now the troopers got, or, you know, regular local police or parish police has to divert resources to help with that, or even just to write an accident report, which can take an hour. So it's really good to be reminded of that. Also, though, you know, definitely check on your neighbors. If you have elderly family members or church members or, you know, friends that you know, maintain those phone lines and, you know, keep in touch. Today's a good day. Today's going to be, I say it's a good day. Sorry, it was sprinkling when I came in this morning, so it's going to be probably all day, but it's a good day to check on folks, get those last things, you know, tied down, stuff that can flow up, fly away, you get it pulled in and take it, get secured, and just do our prep.
Absolutely. No, and when you talk about check on your friends and neighbors, that always reminds me of Miss Becky. I can't count how many times that she would call in with those words of kindness and wisdom. So that just gave me a moment of pause to think about Miss Becky this morning.
You misted
morning.
My eyes there with that comment. So, yes, because she would always remind us to do that. And maybe that will be the constant, as Miss Becky said, you know, we'll always remind people to check on those folks.
Absolutely. We'll be back with more Talk Back right after the break.
Like to be part of Talk Back? Well, pick up the phone and call the BOM Bank Talk Line at 442-8255. That's 442-TALK.
Dentures. Can't live with them, and you definitely can't live without them. But what if I told you there's a better way? Today's Dental in Pineville is here to revolutionize your smile. Say goodbye to old-fashioned adhesives and endless appointments. They've made getting implants incredibly simple, low anxiety, and affordable for everyone. Picture this. In-office IV sedation administered by a highly skilled, certified nurse anesthetist, making the procedure low anxiety and stress-free. And the best part? Their multiple finance options make implants truly affordable. Don't wait. If you're ready to replace those old-timey dentures with permanent implants, call Today's Dental on Highway 28 East in Pineville at 448-4540. It's a general dental facility owned by Dr. Jonas Goche. That's 448-4540. Your perfect smile is just a call away. Today's Dental, because you deserve the best.
Attention all real estate agents, property owners, and lenders. When you or a client needs a real estate attorney, call the professionals at Thompson Law Firm. Whether the legal matter is basic or complex, the Thompson Law Firm can accurately guide you or your client to a successful outcome. That's why numerous industry professionals have trusted the Thompson Law Firm for years. They also handle estate planning, successions, and business law. Call them at 473-0052. I am a paid non-client attorney spokesperson.
Talk Back is sponsored by Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. There's nothing quite like the unparalleled quality and style with Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. Now, let's get back to Talk Back on KSYO, 970 AM, 104.9 FM, and 100.3 HD3.
Expected it to keep going. All right. And we're back, and we'll be joined in about 3 minutes by Nick Mikulas, who will give us the forecast and the update, and we'll all keep our fingers crossed as to what he's going to say and the timing of all this. But while we wait for Nick to join us, I don't know if I'd want to call it sad news, but James Earl Jones died at the age of 93. yesterday. I mean, what a remarkable life. I mean, that's just one of those where, what is our commercial? It's a life well lived and loved. And so, you know, I think it's more a celebration of 93 amazing years. I think my favorite James Earl Jones performance was in Field of Dreams. I loved him in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, I had totally forgot about Coming to America, where he was absolutely hilarious. But and then, of course, most of us probably know him as the voice of Darth Vader and Mufasa in The Lion King.
Well, and I thought it was really interesting. Mark Hamill did a tweet 15 hours ago that just said, R.I.P. Dad. With a broken heart. And all the Star Wars fans know exactly, I am your father.
That's,
you know,
right.
So, and obviously I can't even get close. I was glad. I was listening to the little play, you know, segments they were doing, and, you know, they had a metallic sound to the Darth Vader voice, so that, because he's behind that helmet, supposedly. And then with the Mufasa thing, he's got almost like a deeper resonance. And then, you know, and then he was just kind of a normal, good baritone voice in Field of Dreams. And you know, what a gifted actor. Did you hear the little segment, though? They said that when he tried out, I think it was for Star Wars, that he didn't get it on the first one.
No, it was for The Great White Way. It was a Broadway audition.
Then he went home and shaved his head.
And they
came
thought
back.
He was a different actor, and he got the role.
Kind of reminds me of the times that if you're on the platform and you tell the sound man to change something, and then you go, that's good. He goes, I didn't touch anything. You're like, you make me feel like an idiot now.
Exactly.
So the producers probably felt like idiots when they hired the second guy who was the same as the first guy.
But, you know, you can, you know, I have kids that audition all the time, and you can knock it out of the park one day or be mediocre, but when you look like the character they have in their mind, that's when the magic happens. And, you know, I mean, you know, it's what I love about what my kids have to do, because, I mean, they can tell you, they can have the audition of their life, but if they don't envision a 5'8" curly redhead for that role, it's not going to you, no matter how great a dancer you are.
That's amazing that they have that, you know, I don't know if it's training or natural for some of them to be able to just embody that. And that's what he did in his characters. When he played in Field of Dreams, I mean, he was just such a likable. He was not any of the other characters you knew him as. He was so different.
Well, he was the author, poet, kind of curmudgeon.
Curmudgeon, yeah.
It was fabulous. All right, well, this may be our friend Nick Mikulas. Good morning, you're on Talkback.
Hey, how you doing? It is Nick.
Hey.
How are you guys this morning?
Good, punctual. We're good. Well, you tell us how good we're doing. What are you seeing out there?
Well, you're doing a little better than yesterday. Not much, but, you know, it looks like the track overnight. Yeah, I started to see models doing a little bit of an eastward shift yesterday evening. Wanted to confirm that, and it looks like there is some sort of an eastward nudge there, and I think the current NHC track looks pretty good with what I would be forecasting right now and what I will be shortly here. But that would take this most likely in somewhere around Marsh Island and then move it up just east of Lafayette, at New Iberia, and then probably right up the Mississippi River, maybe leaning just east of that. But that puts us probably here in Alexandria, 50 to 60 miles west of the center, which we're on the weaker side, but still close enough for some impact across the area. So not out of the woods, but I think Vernon Parish, Beauregard, Sabine, Natchitoches, they're looking a little bit better and might keep the lights on.
So when you say, let's say, some impact in Alexandria or Repeats Parish, what does that look like, do you think?
Well, yesterday I had said wind gusts 45 to 65. I think that's come down a bit for two reasons. We have not seen this really blow up. So that's great news, first off, that we have not seen a rapid intensification with this overnight. I was worried about that. And that eastward shift of a slightly weaker system means that the winds are going to come down anyway. So I would say 45 to 65. I haven't put pen to paper on it. I'd say now I'm down to like 35 to 55 on the peak gusts. And while that could produce some scattered power outages, I think the most widespread of this is going to be near that center, which is going to be, again, Lafayette, New Iberia, those areas up through, like, New Roads, and then Natchez, Mississippi, Jackson, those areas are going to get hit a good bit worse than us the way it looks right now. Of course, we still have 36-ish hours, maybe a little less, 32, 33 hours before landfall. So a lot can change, but things are looking slightly better than they did yesterday right here.
So in the central Louisiana area, what's the timing? When would you expect sort of those first bands to start hitting us?
Actually, like now. So now this is we have some showers in the area, and this is associated with the outer kind of bands of Tropical Storm Francine. So yeah, those are going to be coming in today, and I expect that we're probably going to see some pretty decent showers and probably a few rumbles of thunder out there later on this afternoon. But yeah, there's a batch of showers and storms. Well, I can't call them storms, not really any lightning, but some heavy rain, let's say. And that right now stretches from around Acme back through northern of Voiles Parish and then into Rapides. So LeCount, seeing a couple of showers around there, some heavy rain. But down south, if you look at radar, we're seeing more of a mass of showers and storms that's going to move in. That's going to bring us some heavier stuff later today, probably in the noon to 3 o'clock hour, especially. That's when we'll see some potentially heavy rain today. I don't expect a lot of wind out of it, but tomorrow's impacts really start to take off by late morning. I think, depending on where you are exactly, but if you're further south, it's going to start a bit earlier, and especially again southeast of Alexandria, that's where we're going to see the longest residence time of this rain and wind in the area, and that's going to just kind of slowly increase throughout the day tomorrow to a crescendo of some possibly hurricane force gusts down in St. Landry Parish with this thing. And again, this Sabine Parish, Toledo Bend, you might see 20 to 30 mile per hour gusts and not a ton of rainfall tomorrow. So a big change from southeast to northwest across the area with the current forecast path.
Nick, for us lay people who follow what you do, sometimes we get concerned about things that then later you tell us was not a deal. For example, when it slowed down, my fear overnight, my fear was it was going to be gaining strength in the warm waters of the Gulf, but apparently that didn't happen.
Yeah, what you need with a tropical system, you need that inner core to get established, and we really have not seen that take hold just yet. There's a good solid center to track, but we're not seeing that really crazy deep convection or thunderstorm activity to coalesce around that. Now, yesterday we really had that. It looks like it's trying to happen right now. We're seeing some storms that are forming around that center, and we can track it right now. The nice thing with this system is with that weird path it's taken right up kind of the Texas coast there, that big bend, we're going to keep this on radar for a long time, probably for the entire life cycle. So right now it's on the Brownsville radar, then we'll go to Corpus Christi, maybe Houston, and then up into the Lake Charles radar. So we're really able to track this thing and see what it's doing as it's happening. And right now it seems like it's in a strengthening phase. There is an airplane that is in there right now. I'm trying to see if there's two. Yeah, last night we had two that were flying in there. And so right now it looks like we have two in there. And we are finding that it's held its own, has not really strengthened much, but it looks like we've seen a little bit of a tilt back to the northeast, so that turn might be happening. And if that happens now, if we see a motion more toward the northeast as opposed to the north today, then we'll see this come in on that eastern track, and that again lessens our impacts here. But you've got big problems from Lafayette to Baton Rouge, New Orleans, and all those areas, Grand Isle, you know, going to see some pretty significant storm surge as this storm continues to kind of beef up today.
And we anticipate Rapides Parish School System make a decision around 11 or by 11. My probably one of the big concerns is these wind speeds with buses on the roads.
Yeah, and that's, you know, there are a lot of things, and Rapides is a big parish, so it's even on that scale going to be different. We're going to see different things in Buckeye, and we're going to see different stuff down toward Glenmora and southeastern parts of the parish, as we'll see up toward Northwood, one of the schools up in northwestern Rapides Parish. So I always think they end up leaning in an abundance of caution toward the idea of canceling. If they do it tomorrow, I think by Thursday they would be back in. But I'm not privy to these decisions. I know that becomes like a very hot button issue, so I try to stay away from it and just report when I see what they have decided.
Excellent. Well, our guest this morning has been Nick Mikulas, the founder of SendLawWeather.com. Nick, thank you for the updates. And also encourage folks, stay tuned to SendLawWeather.com. You can download the app. But I assume you will be live and frequently putting out information as the storm grows closer.
Yes, I'll be live today around 9, so after the show, they don't have to turn y'all off. They can come right from there over and check me out, and I'll be talking about everything. I like to take a little time to really get the latest in from overnight and see absolutely every piece of data I can, and I'm in the process of doing that right now. And we'll be live around 9 o'clock if you'd like to check it out.
Great. And again, that's sinlawweather.com. We'll be off the air at 8:58, so then you can flip over and tune in to Nick. And Nick, thank you for joining us the last few mornings and keeping us all updated on the weather.
Anytime. Thank y'all.
Take care. All right. We'll be back with more Talkback and your calls right after this.
If you'd like to take part in our show today, call the BOM Bank studio line at 442-8255. That's 442-TALK. BOM Bank, now with locations in Alexandria, Pineville, and Woodworth.
You hear that sound? That's someone spreading an illness in your facility. Don't worry. Janny King, the king of clean, can help. For over 35 years, we've been cleaning and disinfecting office buildings, schools, churches, and even hospitals. Trust us to keep your employees safe, healthy, and at work this cold and flu season. To learn more about how our local cleaning experts can help you, visit JannyKingCleans.com. That's JannyKingCleans.com.
Janny King, the king of clean.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
I got my together.
I got my together.
I got my together.
Just say it. You can get your shots together, too. Your COVID-19 shot and your flu shot at the same visit as recommended by the CDC.
I got my shots together.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both.
Are you getting your together?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
This is Isabella Hardy, the 86th International Rice Festival Queen, here to remind you that September is National Rice Month. I am honored to be part of the festivities celebrating our rice industry here in Louisiana, because some of the world's best rice is grown right here in our local communities. When you start with rice, you will always have a tasty, nutritious dish that everyone will love. For easy recipes, go to startwithrice.com.
Celebrate National Rice Month with Isabella and the proud farmers of Certified Louisiana Rice.
Talkback is sponsored by Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. Hey, just a reminder, you can listen to KSYL's Talkback after the show. It's audio on demand at KSYL.com.
And let's go to the phones. Thank you for holding. Good morning. You're on Talkback.
Good morning, ma'am. State Representative Chuck Owen over in Leesville.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
I am calling back with an answer. I was posed a question last Friday, and I have been trying to research this to make sure I had the right answer. How are y'all?
We're good. How are you? We're anxious to hear. I know the question on the table was, what do we spend on the Saints?
We did not dedicate a dime to them last year from the state general fund. The Saints have a dedicated taxing district. It's called LSCD, the Louisiana Superdome. An economic district, I think, is what the acronym stands for. And they do have their own taxing structure down there. But we don't cut checks for them. I was just on the phone again with House Appropriations. They said that went on in the early teens, and it was changed. And so we're not cutting checks to the Saints. We certainly love the Saints. We certainly want them to stay. And for good or for bad, our state has set up a lot of these independent taxing districts around the state. But that's the way it is. And I wanted to pass that non-nebulous answer along.
All right.
Very direct.
No, thank you for following up. We greatly appreciate that. And, you know, I think that, you know, and I know there are times when we've made an infrastructure-related investments, but
we have.
Glad to know, I guess, the information on whether there's a line item for the Saints in the budget this year.
While we have you on the phone, what are your storm preparations happening in Vernon? I don't know if you heard Nick Mikulas just the segment before saying that the impact on Vernon may not be as severe as indicated. I'm sure that's good news.
I am thankful for living in Vernon my life, but I'm really thankful right now because I don't want to deal with it. But I am still worried about the rest of the state. I also represent Beauregard. It seems like it's going to take one of those cross-streams cross blows across the state. So yes, we are getting ready. We're preparing because you never know what these storms will do. Just hopeful and prayerful that the impact is minimal.
Absolutely. Well, we echo those sentiments as well, and are glad for our friends over in Vernon Parish. And Representative Owens, thank you. You're really diligent in following up and responding to our callers' questions. So thank you for reaching out this morning.
Thank you, and God bless you all. Thanks. Safe.
Same to you. All right.
Yeah, that was a great call.
That was great. We appreciate him. Yes, following up on that. And again, at 8 o'clock, we've got a very full hour planned. We're going to have Pineville City Councilman Tom Boucher, followed by, Daryl Basco. Chief Daryl Basco. And then, is it Evie?
Eden Oglethorpe.
Eden Oglethorpe. Sorry about that, Eden. Eden Oglethorpe.
Yeah, so I don't know if you saw the Clico update they gave. They have contracted with 1,700 contractors, bringing them in, having them on standby. Because think about, typically most of us think about our area. So we're thinking about Alexandria, Pineville. When we say Sentinel, a lot of times we're thinking about the 20-mile radius around there. But they're all over the parish, just about from state line to state line. I mean, I say parish, all over the state.
Right.
And so they've got to be prepared for that. So they got 1,700 contractor resources standing by. And, they've given, on their website, KLB has it, a lot of places are giving those good pieces of information on making sure your flashlights are ready, got your batteries, your cars are filled with gas, your cell phones charged, all that good stuff. So appreciate Clico being prepared and being, they have that great outage map. I haven't found another resource like that. When I have my internet service, I wish my internet service would have an outage map like the Clico outage map, Even though you say, well, how could you get to it if you don't have internet? Well, you have data on your phone. You can go and see if your home's got internet. But thank
you,
Clico.
Clico does a good job with that. And the electric companies, energy, all of them are getting ready. All right. Well, first hour is in the books, and we'll be back at 8:05 with Nathan Martin and Tom Boucher from the city of Pineville.
You've been listening to Talk Back. The opinions expressed were those of the hosts and callers, and not necessarily those of Senlaw Broadcasting.
FM 104.9, AM 970, KSYL, and KRRV 100.3 HD3, Alexandria. It's 8 o'clock.